everyone, welcome to Safe Space, where we explore topics that matters to you. I'm your host, Aino, and I'm thrilled to embark on this journey with you. Hey everyone, welcome to our very first episode of Safe Space. Woo! Today, we'll dive deep into the world of digital minimalism and reclaiming our sanity in this digital age. I'm your host, Aino, and today we are exploring how to find balance in our tech-driven lives. Let's get started. First off, let's talk about the elephant in the room: digital overload. From endless scrolling on social media to the constant barrage of notifications, it's easy to feel overwhelmed by technology. But fear not, guys. We are going to break it all down and figure out how to regain control. Now, let's dive into the concept of digital minimalism. It's not about ditching technology altogether. It's about using it intentionally and mindfully. I'll share my personal story on how I've overcome and how I've embraced digital minimalism in my own way and the positive impact it's had. Okay, gather around, get your drinks and your popcorn, because I'm about to take you on a journey to digital freedom. Picture this, okay? A few years back, I was drowning in a sea of notifications, buried under a mountain of emails, and spending more time scrolling through social media feeds than actual living life. Sounds familiar? Well, one day, I decided enough was enough. I embarked on a quest to reclaim my sanity and regain control of my digital life. And my journey to digital minimalism began. It wasn't easy at first. It wasn't easy at all. There were withdrawal symptoms, craving for the dopamine hit every time my phone buzzed, and moments of panic when I realized just how much time I've been wasting online. But I persisted and I started by unfollowing accounts that didn't bring me joy, muted notifications, and set strict limits on my screen time. And let me tell you, it felt liberating, guys. But the real magic happened when I started embracing tech-free moments in my life. I rediscovered the joy of reading actual books, actual good books, having meaningful conversations with people close to me without distractions, and not having a feeling or the need to document every moment for the RAM. And you know what? The positive impact was undeniable. I felt more present, more focused, and more connected to the world around me. I had time to pursue my hobbies and just simply be. Digital minimalism wasn't just a lifestyle change, it was a game changer. Today, I'm proud to say I found my digital balance, and you also can. Okay, I still use technology, of course, but now it serves me rather than enslaving me. And let me tell you, life is much sweeter on the other side of the screen. All right, enough of talking, enough of the story. Time for some actionable tip. Whether it's by setting boundaries with your devices or creating digital space, I've got you covered, okay? Let's explore some practical strategies for going unplugged and finding balance in our tech-saturated world. Let's kick off with Tech Free Tuesdays, okay? Every Tuesday, challenge yourself to unplug from all devices, your phones, tablets, laptops, computers. Do away with them for a designated period of time. Use this opportunity to reconnect with the analog world, whether it's by enjoying your hobby or learning new things or spending quality time with your loved ones. Trust me, your brain and your soul will thank you. The other thing you can do is by setting aside a weekend or even a day to completely disconnect from all screens and devices. No checking emails, no scrolling through social media, TikTok, no binge watching Netflix. Instead, fill your time with activities that nourish your mind, your body, and your spirit. Whether it's going for going out with your friends, trying new recipe, learning how to cook, or getting lost in a good book. Read books, guys. Embrace the freedom of being unplugged. And also, you can, designate certain areas in your house, like your bedroom or your dining area, as tech-free zones where phones and other devices are strictly off-limits. Take it seriously, guys. And your sleeping routine will change. Plus, you can also disclutter your digital devices. Set few hours to go through your phone, your tablet, or computer and delete unnecessary apps, guys. Those apps you don't actually need all. Delete those unnecessary apps, files, and photos. Organize your digital space for maximum efficiency and clarity. And don't forget to unsubscribe from those pesky email newsletters that cluster up your inbox. Your future self will want thank you. And finally, let's talk about embracing tech-free travel adventures. When you go out with your friends or when you go for longer vacation, challenge yourself. It's not easy, but you can do it. Challenge yourself to unplug from technology and immerse yourself fully in the present moment. Leave your phones aside, or at least put it on airplane mode, and enjoy the sights, sounds, and experiences of your destination. Who knows? You might discover a new world of adventure and connection when you're not glued to a screen. Okay? Wow. That brings us to the end. That's a wrap for our very first episode of Safe Space. Woo! And I want to extend a huge thank you to those who tuned in today, whether you're listening live or catching the recording later on. Even though we are just getting started, I'm already feeling the energy and excitement for the journey ahead. Remember, this podcast is all about creating a safe space for meaningful conversations and exploring topics that matters to you. I would love to hear from you. Yes, you. If you enjoyed today's episode or have any thoughts, questions, or topics you'd like us to explore in future episodes, don't hesitate to reach out. You can connect with us on social media, send us an email, or leave a comment on our website. And to all the future listeners out there, welcome aboard. I'm thrilled to have you join us on this adventure, and I can't wait to dive deeper into the topics and conversations that resonate with you. Until next time, guys, stay curious, stay inspired, and remember that you always have a safe space here with us. This is Aino signing off. Bye.